This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you, Keith, for the news. It's 12:03 on this Friday, the 21st of June. It is Enterprise Biz Bytes, and I'm Rich Bradbury today in the studio with...
Frida Liu.
And Jeff Sandu.
We're going to be talking to you, starting off, about video games and loot boxes, something that's come full cycle again, and we'll be talking all about it. We're going to be asking you about your opinion on loot boxes and rewards in video games and the ethics behind those as EA come under fire yet again. That's our lead story. We'll then be moving on to how MDEC are launching a comeback career program for women to help get them into cybersecurity. You might have heard a couple of clips over there from Keith. And then story number three, interesting, we've spoken about Libra for the last... Two days ago. We actually spoke about it yesterday as well. It's had a bit of coverage. Today... a bit of negative coverage, I guess. Not just for Libra, but for Facebook.
It's Facebook group itself.
In general. So let's kick off. 018-789-8899 is the WhatsApp number if you'd like to get in touch that way. At BFM Radio is our Twitter and our Instagram handle. So me and Jeff have touched on this topic all the way back originally, I believe, on Game Time, which was how long ago?
Well, easily 2 years ago.
About the idea of loot boxes and whether or not they are technically gambling, I suppose. If you don't know the backstory, essentially, loot boxes are something, for those of you that are not gamers, are something that are rewarded or given to you as a reward if you get to a certain point of a game. If you level up, sometimes you'll receive a loot box. Sometimes you will open that loot box and there'll be something great inside. Sometimes there'll be something less great. Sometimes you won't even get a loot box. So EA's implementation of loot box has come under plenty of fire, as we've just mentioned, even relative to the general outcry against the mechanic. Now, the pushback really started with Battlefront 2 not too long ago, and it was so intense that EA had to rework the entire system. And the wild popularity of FIFA Ultimate Team means that it's gotten scrutiny even from watchdog groups and governmental organizations. So Kerry Hopkins, who's EA's VP of Legal and Government Affairs, it's crazy that a video game company has to have that. They insist that the company's randomized purchases aren't loot boxes, but rather, quote, surprise mechanics. He should be a politician, this one. In an oral evidence session with the UK's Parliament Digital Culture, Media and Sport Committee, he compares the mechanics to surprise toys, which have been around for, quote, for years, whether it's Kinder Eggs or Hatchimals or LOL Surprise. In response to questions from the Scottish National Party, he said, "We do think that the way we have implemented these kinds of mechanics, and FIFA, of course, is our big one, our FIFA Ultimate Team and our packs is actually quite ethical and quite fun, quite enjoyable to people. We do agree with the UK Gambling Commission, the Australian Gambling Commission, and many other gambling commissions that they aren't gambling, and we also disagree that there's evidence that shows it leads to gambling. Instead, we think it's like many other products that people enjoy in a healthy way and like the element of surprise. Obviously, that means that EA disagrees with the anti-loot box stance taken by the Dutch and the Belgians. Quote, they decided, the regulators, not the courts, decided that under their local law, these mechanics, under circumstances, violate that law." So the UK's government, the UK government's investigation on gaming was announced earlier this year, and it concerns much more than loot boxes. Everything from game addiction to the way the government can support the VR industry, all that kind of stuff. But that aside, Jeff, I'll come to you first, obviously, because Frida's just like, I'll come to you guys later on. Loot boxes, your opinion?
If you can purchase a loot box, then it's a big no-no.
Yeah.
Because the whole idea of loot box is a reward system. So if you play the game X amount of hours and then you finish, you complete a mission or whatsoever, you get a reward for it. But the thing is, with some of the implementation that EA and some other game publishers have done, is that, you know, you can bypass this whole thing if you spend X amount of money to buy, you know, coins within or whatever currency that's within the game. And then you can use that currency to then purchase these surprise loot boxes and stuff, right? And the thing is, though, you're buying something for, you're not sure what you're going to get in return as right. well, right? So that's the question mark here. If you're playing the game, then it's fine. You get a reward after you complete a mission. You get a reward for playing, you know, in like 2 days in a row and stuff. You logged into your account 2 days in a row. That's fine. That's you investing your time to the game. But if you're investing your money to something that you're not even sure what you're going to get at the end, and then you get disappointed and you buy again, buy another loot box, you get disappointed, you buy again, get another loot box, then you're happy. Mm. That, for me, is a form of addiction.
Yeah.
Because you want to get the best of the best.
Yeah.
So that's where the whole issue is. Rewarding players, go ahead. You know, that's the only way for, you know, keeping us engaged with the game. But when you have to spend money, and some games, they go to the extent where you actually have to be purchasing this stuff in order to be able to, you know, compete with the best of the best, or even just be better than everyone else, right? Because it's such a disadvantage where the mechanics of the game itself, that you end up, you know what, I need to buy these loot boxes.
Is there also a principle thing where, you know, you are not testing your skills when you buy something?
And yes. Then
it, right. Yeah. So that is also the ethical issue in that sense, right? Because someone can just do this and they haven't qualified
to get
to that level.
So what you have, we'll take Battlefront 2 as an example of that. I think they calculated that for you to have a character plus all of the outfits, plus all of the weapons to make you top of the top, you would have to play 10,000 hours straight. Right. Which
it's just impossible.
Which is impossible, you know, to a degree. However, if you were to go in and you'd already purchased your game for maybe 250 ringgit, you would have to spend an additional, I think it was 3,000 ringgit to buy all of these things to make you at that same level as these people who were willing to pay for 10,000 hours, you know. Which, for me, is, one, it's unethical, and it is a form of gambling. Like Jeff says, even then, when you buy these loot boxes, let's say you buy 10 of these loot boxes, which might cost you 50 ringgit. Of those 10, you may get something decent from three of them.
Right.
Yeah. So the other seven is just money thrown away.
So if everything was decent, are you okay with it?
Well, again, it depends on the game. If there's a certain game that me and Jeff used to play, which is what you call a first-person shooter, so you shoot people, you know, as if you're in that character. There are certain things that help you upgrade that character that you really have to buy to have that
if you're
character.
Buying something that you know what you're buying, that's fine because you are investing in something that you're gonna, you know, leapfrog others by buying your money, right? So the problem with, you know, with gambling, it's the unknown,
right?
That you're taking a risk. So that is the problem with these loot boxes, these reward boxes, is that you are paying for something that it's a risk, because what if you don't get whatever item that you want? That is the issue. If it just comes out and like, if you want to upgrade from being level 1, you want to go up straight to level 50, you got to pay, you know, 200 ringgit or so. That's fine.
Yeah.
That is a decision that you have taken because you know what you're going to get at the end of the day.
Mm. Yeah.
But when you don't get it, it becomes an addiction. We've all, you know, had that kind of urge, or like, you know, oh, I really need that thing. And then you get a loot box and you're like, you didn't get it. There, for me, at least personally, always had the urge like, you know what, maybe I'll just pay this 5 ringgit and then try it again. And you
for
know
sure.
that it's just going to, that cycle's going to keep repeating.
Yeah. Now, Jeff's a grown man. You know, imagine that kind of issue with kids.
Kids,
You know, the whole pester power thing, as we know, can be, you know, persuasive.
Right.
And especially if you've got two or three kids who are playing this game, they're going to be pestering and pestering and pestering. And as parents, you're going to say, you know what, just to keep you quiet, okay, let's try. And I think that is where the danger is, you know?
Yeah, and I don't understand EA's hold or stand on this.
It's money. Like, it's just money.
Yeah, yeah. But like for them to come out and be really firm about saying, oh, this is a surprise, or what's the term that they call
surprise
it?
Mechanic.
Surprise mechanics. And they're saying, oh, this has been around for like ages. So I'm presuming they're comparing it to like your funfair games and stuff, right? So you
they're comparing it to Kinder Eggs. But the Kinder Egg themselves are called the Kinder Surprise.
Right. So you know what you're...
You know you're getting a surprise and you're prepared for that.
So, I mean, like, you know, I don't play these video games, but I do play my games and all that. So you can buy certain things and I choose not to buy it, but I know that if I pay money, I know what I'm getting exactly.
Right.
Right, which is fine. So it's like, surprise.
Exactly.
And I've made a lot of money for nothing.
I mean, if you're paying 250 ringgit for a game or 300 ringgit for a game, a while ago, you would pay that and that would be it. There would not be any additional charges for additional content. There would not be any additional charges for, you know, rewards. But now that has become, this microtransaction thing has become the way in which video game companies make their extra money. And, you know, everybody understands why they're doing
it.
It's whether or not we should just keep saying, yes, okay, you can keep doing it and we'll just keep doing it with you. Let's take a short break. 018-789-8899 is the number to get in touch with us if you'd like to take part in this conversation. We've already got some messages on WhatsApp and Twitter and even on Instagram. You can get us at BFM Radio on Twitter and on Instagram. Music coming up from Against Me with Stop. We'll be right back. BFM 89.9.
Break from monotony. BFM 89.9.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury. Today I'm in the studio with
Jeff Sandu.
Frida Liu.
With you all the way through until 1 o'clock this afternoon, folks. We're talking about loot boxes and how EA have come under fire again, saying that they're not loot boxes, they're surprise mechanics, and they're actually quite ethical. Our question, what's your opinion on loot boxes and rewards within video games? We've had some WhatsApps and some tweets and some Insta replies. So I'll go over to WhatsApp first from Tsai Yao Yang, who said, EA was always a profit-focused entity. Whatever they say to justify what their practices that is not profit-oriented is utter nonsense. That includes loot boxes. And EA is not the only culprit, even if they are the worst offenders. Agreed.
Yep, definitely. On Twitter, Amirul Haziman says, of course it's unethical. Loot boxes clearly have a gambling element to it. Why not just sell any of the items in the loot box straight away? Of course they won't, because then customers only need to buy the item once.
That's a very good point.
Yeah, and the Dad That Games, very cool handle, by the way, says loot boxes are unethical as it encourages gambling on children at a young age. I'm in favor of it being banned forever. As for rewards, it's fine so long as all are in the game and designed to reward the players for playing the game. Mm. So yeah, good point.
Couple over on Insta Story, Eric the Ung has said it encourages hardcore gamers to think that microtransactions are the best way to win the game. Good point. And then Raymond TDL has said it's not quote, it's not gambling if a bundle of 10 loot boxes guarantees at least one premium item. Now, that is something that I remember reading about not too long ago. If something has a premium item in it, technically, they can get away because of the small print of it not being gambling.
That's what I think they did for a while, if I'm not mistaken, with EA did it with the Star Wars Battlefront game. Like, they ensured that when this whole scandal was like popping up, I think they came out and made a statement that we will ensure you that in the loot boxes there will have 10 items, and in one of the 10 items will be something of this goal or whatever class, and so, which is apparently useful to you.
Yeah.
But
let's say you've spent 10 ringgit on 10 loot boxes. Is that one premium item worth 10 ringgit? No, it's not.
It's still a chance, no, right? You're still taking a risk, right?
Because you're not
buying something that you are sure of getting, right?
Correct, and the possibility is that you could get a duplicate item.
Yes, there is that possibility.
Which is always incredibly frustrating. Anyway, do feedback, folks. Let us know what you think. The story, of course, is what's your opinion on loot boxes and rewards in video games? Frida.
All right.
Your take on this.
My opinion. We're moving on to the next story.
You already? No. Wait a minute. I have another one here on WhatsApp. Right. This is from Eugene Singh. A little bit of a longer one, but I'll try and cut through it. I really highly disagree. You're gambling when it comes to loot boxes. Consider this as an example. Have you guys ever played on Gachapons? What's that?
Okay.
The machines that kids play on to get a certain robot collection or something like that. They come in the form of eggs. If you don't get the robot you want, you'll keep buying until you get it. So when it comes to loot boxes, Activision's Blizzard's Overwatch, for instance, and many other games applies the same idea. You level up, you complete events and missions to get loot boxes. However, you're allowed to buy certain special loot boxes for certain special rewards. So does that mean kids playing Gachapons, gambling, and we should arrest arrest them for underage gambling. And yes, with the premium item thing, my son, of course, but I'll never buy loot boxes with cash. I'll just farm with them.
Frida, does your kid... right. Does so he this is, this, play video games?
I know
games
he has stuff? Video games, not in my house. And I don't know what he does at home. He locks the door all the time. But I know he didn't really get into it. I didn't want any of this in my house. But the whole psychology, I'm just looking at it, as a 16-year-old, the whole psychology of it starts with the innocent. If you understand the psychology of games, yes, right? It's just psychology of games. Yep. I get addicted to my Words with Friends and Bejeweled and all that.
Yep, yep.
And I know consciously I don't want to spend money. You can buy and move up scores and all that, and I just don't want to spend money. But the whole thing about gamification, right? It's scarcity, abundance, greed. They're just playing with your emotions, right? So we know what it is. Mm. And you say, okay, I buy 10, get one free, you know?
So throughout, from what you know, even mobile phone, he has a smartphone and stuff, right? And he's not once come up and ask you, like, you know, I want to upgrade or want to buy this thing.
He has a father.
Right, okay. But he's never come up to you. Nope. That's one of the rare...
One of the rare boys.
Boys, yeah.
16-year-olds.
But I mean, you know, you have all those things, you know, scarcity and all that kind of stuff. But then you throw in... competitiveness, and then you throw this new game of Fortnite as well, which is okay. The way that Fortnite makes their money almost and exclusively is through loot boxes and membership fees, I believe.
Because it's a free game.
Because it's a free game. Yeah. And so you have that, come play our game, it's free, come. And then it's like, bam, you want to do this, you want to look like this, you've got to buy this.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So moving on to Twitter, we've got more responses. At FarhanGhazi11 says, every time you level up in the game, you expect some kind of reward for all your effort. Loot boxes is an insult to gamers, as you can use real money to obtain more items that gives advantage to other players very quickly rather than just playing normally, which is, you know, technically you buy a game because you want to play and you want to complete the missions and you go through the story, but then here you've got a cheat way of doing it, but the cheat is by you pay more money for it, and then when you accumulate all of this, you actually realize you paid more money than the actual game itself, right? And then we've got one more, which Michael Chiang says, surprise mechanics makes it sound like the loot boxes have mechanics in them who jump out and yell surprise when you open them up. That's actually a very good point, because that's one of the first reactions when I read it. I'm like, what? Surprise mechanics? Davey Bates, now this is a very interesting point. He says, not sure how this is any different from Magic cards or Pokemon card booster packs, which is also a form of gambling and hoping for the best. Now, I've been thinking about this, and like I don't play neither Magic cards or Pokemon card booster or packs and stuff, but I understand. I've seen friends who've played this. Now, the premise of this is like, you know, you've got your stack of cards and then you want to upgrade your decks and stuff, so you buy a packet. Before this Magic and Pokemon, you've had like the football fantasy cards and stuff, right? You know, basketball, baseball and stuff, right? So you're hoping that you're going to get a superstar in this pack of cards, right? And so you buy, you open the pack, and then you've got like 10 or 15 cards in there. So that's Magic cards and Pokemon booster cards as well, right? But I guess the difference with that is the ability to trade. When you do get something that is not of something that you want or something that will benefit you, you have the ability to then, like, you know, meet up with your friends during your gatherings and stuff and go like, hey, by the way, do you want to trade and stuff? So maybe there is some form of gambling in terms of like you're hoping for the best, you're buying something that you're taking a risk at, but at least it gives you the assurance you can still trade with someone. When it's loot boxes, if you get something that's a duplicate, you just, you know, you just... throw them away.
Okay, so on that note, if you remember, there was a video game called The Division, and if you can trade certain items that were rewarded to you, but there was a limit to it. You could trade if you were in the same group as that person completing a mission, and then you could trade for a period of up to 24 hours after that. After that, that item was locked to your character. Yeah. But this also echoes what the guy on WhatsApp here says. I am number 5310 it ends with. And it just echoes the same thing. What about baseball, football, basketball card packs? Sorry, this is nothing new. Time is traded for money anyway. Have a good day. Fair enough. But like Jeff just said, you have the ability to trade away those cards and do something with them because somebody else might want them. With a lot of the items that you get in a loot box, you either use it or you lose it, you know?
Or you build a second deck or whatever, right? You build like a second team or something around those.
Topic for another day. We're getting a lot of response. Not a single woman.
So far.
Just observation. Observation. Yeah.
Christine is a hardcore gamer as well. So,
responding back to Eugene, who gave us the long message about how he disagrees with us on loot boxes, he says duplicates turn into currency in many games. Yes, they do in many games. Not all games, though. Right. I think we should take another break. Do keep coming back, though, folks. Interesting topic. 0187898899. Twitter or Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. When we come back, Frida will finally get to talk about MDEC, and we can move away from loot boxes for just a few moments. Music coming up from Linda Ronstadt, of all things, You're No Good, here on Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.